Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Going to go into the studio now. All right. Hello and welcome to this edition of your one-hour inspirational program followed by a Bible study. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 90 minutes. And we certainly hope and trust that you all can stay with us throughout the entire program tonight. We have, this is going to be a very interesting show tonight. We're going to be talking about some information that, we hear this scripture all the time about all things work together for good to those who love the Lord. And so we're going to be discussing that in our first segment tonight and just get some opinions and see what people, what they have to say about that, what's near and dear to their hearts. And we certainly hope that you all will stay with us and follow us and be a part of our program tonight. Of course, if you do, you can always press 1 on your dial. We will also be talking in the second part of our programming about doing our Bible study. We also have another topic that we will be doing, and that topic will concentrate through our Bible study. We're going to take a look into the topic of are there any blessings stemming from COVID-19, from the coronavirus, that you see or foresee that God is allowing? In other words, since COVID-19 hit middle of March, can you say that you have seen some blessings come, and not all things have worked out in a negative sense, that you've seen some blessings? So we're going to be discussing that part in our second half of our program. And just to get us going tonight, I want to bring in my co-host, the lovely Lady Love, and give her an opportunity to say a few words, and we'll begin our program. Lady Love, it's always a pleasure. We missed you on last week, and I am so delighted. I mean, so delighted to have you join us this evening. Would you say hello to our audience around the world?
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me today. It's always an honor and a pleasure to work with you, Dr. Walker, and all of the callers. So thank you so much.
Thank you for being here tonight. Lady Love, let me begin. The scripture that we're referring to tonight, which is our topic for the evening, for the first half of our program, that scripture comes from Romans 8:28, and then I'm going to read from the King James Version of the Bible. And we know, and it starts out saying, and we know. And usually that word and means that there was something else that preceded that. So we're going to ask at some point that you tell us what Romans 8:26 and 27 said, you know, that led us into this part. So Romans 8:26 and 27, because this is like a conjunction. It means, and the word and means there's something that preceded that, that came before that, to adjoin or enjoin this part. And it says, and we know. And when we talk about, and I want to look at the etymology of words here. And, you know, we look at the word and, which is bringing something with it. You know, for example, if we were to say Dr. Walker and Lady Love, we're not just talking about one individual. We're talking about two individuals. And when we say Dr. Walker and Lady Love are on the radio, we, you know, it wouldn't be proper grammar to say Dr. Walker and Lady Love is on the radio. So because from what we've known, that is improper grammar. So that's what we're having. And so when we're talking about this here, we're live on our radio show tonight. And so when we're talking about this, I want you to know that, you know, that's how we'll look at it. So if you're joining us even by video, we're so happy that you joined us. And so that's what we're talking about. So Romans 8:28 from the King James Version of the Bible, it says, and. That means we're bringing something with it. And we know. And now we're talking about we. We is plural, meaning there are other people that were discussing this. And then it says the word know, which is cognitive. Know means that you, it's not saying that we thought about it. It says we know. That means you have some facts to support, because you know that. You know, it's not circumstantial. It's direct. And so, and it says, and we know that all things. It didn't say, and we know that some things. We're talking about Romans 8:28. You know, and some of us have pumpkins in our lives. And we're so happy that we do. You know, I have a young daughter that's my pumpkin. And I've been calling her a pumpkin since she was a little girl. And, you know, I love the fact that she has never objected, and now she's a full-grown woman, and she knows that she's still my pumpkin. And that's a blessing to have. You know, so the Bible tells us, and we know that all things, not some things, but all things work together. That's interesting. Work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. So, Lady Love, I'm going to bring you in here and ask you, how do you interpret that? How do you interpret that, Lady Love?
Okay, so, Dr. Walker, to give you the verse 26 from Romans 28:26, it says, likewise, the Spirit also helped our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercessions for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercessions for the saints according to the will of God. And that's where your "and" pops in. And we know all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. So right. What I think is that no matter what I'm going through, no matter, even though I don't see the purpose, he has a purpose. And he had a purpose before it even happened. So no matter what bad is going on, it's going to turn out for my good, even though I don't see it at the moment.
That is powerful. That is powerful. You know, if we could just believe that without a shadow of a doubt, if we could just believe that all things, you know, not some things, because, you know, and I'm going to have you read verse 27 a couple more times before we end this program tonight, because even the first section of it, you know, so in the next 10 minutes, you'll read that again, and then 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes after that, I may have you read it three times again, because we have new listeners constantly joining the program, and I want to place emphasis on that. And we know. The analogy that I gave, does that make sense to you? That when we talk about is bringing something into there, and it's talking about a number of people that had a discussion, and it's talking about when you use the word know, it means you have some facts. It's not circumstantial. I know that 2 + 2 = 4. You know, that means we can verify that. We can check that. So there's a good likelihood that that's right.
whether you're measuring or adding apples to oranges, potatoes, seeds, whatever it is, if you got two and you put two more and you count one, two, and one, two, one, two, one, two, or one, two, three, four, two plus these two other two equals four. There's four of them now. And so now we know that, and we know that all, he didn't say something, work together for good to them that love God. Lady Love, I got to ask you, and we want to hear from you all what your thoughts are on this particular scripture. Lady Love, I also follow up with asking you the question, to them that love God, does that imply, infer, or suggest that if you don't love God, that all things don't work together for you, for the good, if you don't love God?
Well, you have to love God because that's one of his commandments, that he wants you to love him because he loves you. And when he says that let me just back up just for a minute, okay? The meaning the promise are those who once did not love God, but now do love God because God himself has called them from darkness to light. He himself is love, so he wants you to love because you are his disciple. You are giving a testimony of his love. So that's what he wants you to do, to show people love. And how can you show it? Because he shows it to you. And what I mean by that is when you say you're praying for something to eat and he shows up, and he brings you something to eat, you know he loves you. When the rent is due and you don't know how you're going to pay that rent, and all of a sudden there's a check in the mail, you know he loves you, and you know, and he knows you're going to do good with that money. He knows you're going to pay the rent. He knows you're going to feed your children. So all things work together for good, even though you don't see it.
Okay, so but now it also mentions in there, to them who love God. So, again, my question becomes, and we're going to go to phone lines in just a moment, is what about the ones who never even mention God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, in their lives? And that's what I'm looking for here.
Dr. Watson, I'm having trouble hearing you. I'm sorry.
Okay. Can you hear me any better now? How about now? All right. Lady Love, how about now? Lady Love?
Say it again. I did not hear anything you said. I apologize.
No problem at all. So, again, I'm asking
okay, I can
that
hear
question.
You now.
Okay, good. So the ones who may never profess God or say anything about God, does this suggest that they don't, that all things don't work together for good for them? So, but we're going to ask you to stand by, Lady Love. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Let's go to the phone lines. We're going to go to 347-740. Who do we have, and welcome?
Good evening, Dr. Walker and Lady Love. This is Monica. I'm so delighted to be on the show tonight.
Thank you so very much for joining us. Monica, let me ask you that question that I posed to Lady Love. And that is, you know, we're looking at that scripture, Romans 8:28. And the question becomes, it says, it seems like it has a condition to it. It really does. It seems like it has a condition. And we know that all things work together for good to them. Here's the condition now. The condition begins with to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. So it looks like it's two conditions here. It says that, you know, it prefaces it by saying, and we know, okay? The word know also implies certainty. We definitely know with certainty that all things, not some things, but all things, everything, works together for good here's the condition, to them that love God, who are, and this is the second condition, who are called, the called according to his purpose. So how do you interpret that, Monica, with these conditions? Would you say that the people who are not, who do not love God, do all things work together for them? And the other part of that is the people who are not called according to his purpose, things don't work out for them? Help me out with that.
You know, Dr. Walker, that's what makes God so special, awesome, and unique. There's another scripture that says that he sends the rain on the just and the unjust.
And the unjust. Exactly.
Yes. For God so loved the world. But there's another scripture that says, I love them that love me, and they that seek me early shall find me. You know, you got to read line upon line and precept upon precept. I believe you spoke about pumpkin earlier on, and I was laughing so hard because it was so funny. Now, it's not that you don't love the rest of your children, but even the name pumpkin says something, you know, very special when you say it to me. So if you love somebody, you're going to obey that person. You're going to do what that person says. You're in great relationship. So guess what? Nothing will be withheld from you. Nothing. Because you are in relationship that is solid and complete, and you are just set, man. You're just set. But you love God and do his will. You are a friend of God. And what good things will you withhold from your good friend? Nothing.
That is a very, very interesting point. Very interesting point. So you're telling me, in response to the question that I asked, that God blesses the people that don't even love him. Does all things work, in your opinion, do all things work together for good for those people as well?
Absolutely. God loves, that is what is so unique about and special about God. He loves the whole world. But those that do his will, you know, they get a little extra, you know, something special. And you know, Dr. Walker, I just thank God for your program, because I honestly did not remember the topic for tonight. And a couple minutes before I got on the show, I just started crying because I'm like, God is so good. I was working a little bit of money before the pandemic. I could hardly pay my bills. And believe you me, after the pandemic, through the pandemic, it's like it's just a miracle all the way. Like Lady Love just said, I mean, God just showed up in such marvelous way, and all things work together for good. And because you love the Lord, he's going to do some special things for you, even though he will provide for the whole world, those who honor him. Man, I'm telling you, this is a personal testimony tonight, that when you honor and love God and do his will, he does some very special things. I call them miracles. Even though he loves the whole world, those that honor him, he honors in a very unique, special kind of way.
And you know, Lady Monica, we thank you so much for your passion. I can hear it in your voice and your love for God that's demonstrated in your voice and the sound of your voice. So let me just ask you this question, and I can certainly appreciate your passion. With that passion, does that mean that those who love the Lord, and I heard you say that they get a little extra, does that mean they get some favor when the scripture also tells us that God is not respecter of persons?
Dr. Walker, maybe your little pumpkin was given that name because there were some attributes, you know, that she gave, and some ways that are so, I mean, you When you said a pumpkin man, yes. to them that are called according to his, to them that, when you love somebody, you obey them. You do what they ask you to do. Now, just because you obey, just because you love him and do what he says, of course, absolutely. Listen, I just love the scripture. I just wrote a song today about being obedient to God. And let me tell you something. When you're obedient to God's will and his command, man, he does some things for you, Dr. Walker, that marvels you, even though you work towards them. You just, and you're, because you're sure, you know, like the scripture said, and all things work together. Listen, when you love God, you will do what he says. And when you do what anybody commands, you will be rewarded greatly in a very special kind of way.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so very much. We're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to come back to you in a moment. Lady Love, please stand by. Let's go to the phone lines once again. 561-777. Welcome to the show tonight. Who do we have on the air with us?
Good evening. This is Marlene.
Marlene, thank you so very much for joining us. Marlene, what do you make of the scripture, Romans 8:28?
I just wanted to say, yes, I believe the scripture that all things work together for the good to, for them that love the Lord, and that all things mean all things. Even when it seemed like a bad thing, it still works out for our good, because my mind always goes back to Joseph. His brothers told him, and they meant to, he told them, they meant it for evil, but God allowed it for good, and even for their good, because he was able to save them during that famine. And I'm sure to Joseph, when he was that young boy, he seemed like that was a horrible thing to happen to him. And even with what happened with him with Potiphar and all that, I mean, he was thrown into prison. So my mind always go back to him. All things mean all things. Even when it seems terrible to us, it's going to work out for our good, as long as we trust him and we follow where he leads.
Okay.
So people that, I mean, there's clearly people out there that just don't love the Lord. We know that. There's no question about that. There's people that don't love the Lord. And I don't believe that all things will work for their good because they don't love the Lord. I mean, for everything, every choice that we make, there's a consequence. And for the choices they make, it might seem good, but where is it going to lead them in the end? You know, I mean, God, like you say, God is no respecter of person. He wants all of us to be saved, yes. But all of us do not want to be saved, and all of us don't love him. So I don't see how things are going to work out for their good that don't love him. They're not even going to see it as for their good. Because
okay.
They don't love
right.
God. They don't respect him.
Right. And, you know, you said something earlier, Marlene, and you said if we learn to trust him, and for some people, that might be a difficult component because, you know, I talk to so many people in the course of a day, every day, a number of people. And I hear a lot of people that complain, they bicker, it's almost as if they, and they claim to be Christian people, but it seems like they're so depressed, they're oppressed. And it just seemed like, you know, in one word, they'll say, oh, God is good, you know, all the time, God is good. We had that show a couple of weeks ago. And then, you know, then they bring, it's like, it's coming into their time of worship. And they seem so depressed and oppressed and saddened that you wonder, what is going on with these people? You know, I thought that you believed and trusted in God, and your key word tonight was trust. If we learn to trust him. So what does that really mean? I mean, are any of us exempt? Every person probably, if you live in America, even if you're wealthy, you got to pay a light bill every month.
your mortgage may be paid for, or your home may be paid for, but you got to eat. So you got to have food. You still need the basic things for survival. So if you're struggling with certain things and you haven't become wealthy, the Bible talks about money answers all things. You know, and I got to look at the context of where that scripture, what it refers to. But the people who are finding financial struggles or problems in their relationships or home or just the baggage, then where is their trust, Marlene, in God? I just need to know that.
Well, you're right. I mean, a lot of times we say we trust, but we really don't. And, you know, sometimes I guess human nature kicks in, and our first thing to do is to worry. But what we should do first is to pray and then just and wait on the Lord. But a lot of people say a lot of things, you know. Not everyone that say, Lord, Lord, is going to enter. A lot of people say a lot of things because it sounds good. But then you have to look at what do their walk look like. You know, what do their life look like? What are they doing behind closed doors? So you have to take everything into consideration. And trust is not something that happens. You wake up one day and you trust. It's little by little trusting in him and seeing how he has worked things out for you in the past. You have nothing to fear for the future except you forget how God has led you in the past. So you look at, you know, past experiences and it teaches you to be able to count on him when bigger things come. So it's a little by little experience.
You know, and Marlene, I thank you for sharing that. We're going to go to Lady Love in just a moment. And I want you all to, in the future, I'm going to be talking about catching the God wave. And you will hear me mentioning that throughout the programming. You know, I know a lot of people talk about the New Age ministry, the New Age movement, and they are, a lot of people may be opposed to the positive attitude or the positive mental attitude that a lot of people may be demonstrating or showing in terms of, you know, having that positive mindset and how they think. But all of this has to do with the laws of attraction, because there are natural elements to things. You know, they came out with the book The Secret, where we learned that in psychology. You know, the Bible tells you what a man thinks about, he brings about. So these are things that are not new, but there's a divine order of things that deals with the law of attraction, just like with the natural elements of life. We've got the centrifugal force out there that keeps all of the galaxy from running into each other. That's by God's design. That's by his order. That's why, by his command to keep things in place. You know, we're living on a planet that's constantly moving, in motion. And it's moving so fast that we don't even realize it. But we're constantly in motion. And so I'm saying to you, to the people out here, that if you learn to catch God's wave, and that might sound like it's so foreign or so far-fetched, but there's a natural order of things that will work for you, just like the moon, which is 240,000 miles away according to science. But the moon controls the ocean waves according to science. It brings about the wave. The pull of the moon causes this to take place. Don't just take my word for it. Look it up in your science book according to science. And then you've got the sun that brings vitamin D, and it brings so much other stuff. It's just amazing. But then when we look and we say, well, these things it's natural. Nature, you know, it may rain in one place and not rain in another place. And people are going to complain about that. Oh, what a lousy day. Are you complaining about God's day? And I'm not talking about the day of worship. I'm talking about a day that he made because he sent the rain. Oh, this rain is horrible. It's a bad day out there. Really? Well, God chose that. He allowed that. Lady Love, let me bring you in. And I'm just wondering, we're talking about all things work together for good to those who love the Lord. Romans 8:28. And so I need you to read that 27 again to see what preceded this Romans 8:28.
Okay. And he that searches the heart knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercessions for the saints according to the will of God.
All right. Now, so, who do you think that scripture, before you go any further, verse 27, who is it talking about? Who is it talking about?
He's talking about me. He's talking about you. We're the saints.
Who is he?
God.
Who's the person?
God.
Okay. Right. Okay. That Jesus. So, Jesus right there.
Right.
And so go ahead, lady
right.
love. Go ahead.
So, yes, it's Jesus Christ. It's God. He made us the saints, you know. So in our minds and in our spirits, because he gave us intercessions, so he steps in whenever we're troubled. He steps in. So we know all things work together. And when you talk about trusting him, we have to trust him. If we love him the way we say we love him, then we have to trust him. It's no different than your daughter trusting you. When you say something and you say, pumpkin, daddy got it. Daddy's going to take care of this for you. Don't worry. She believes you. She trusts you because she knows you love her without a shadow of a doubt. And that's the
mm-hmm.
thing that we have to get from God. Now, sometimes we don't. We don't trust enough, and he's okay with that because he wants to show us his miracles. He wants to show us his love. It's not going to come automatic because then we won't believe. If we just got it, if we got everything like rich people, we won't treasure it. He wants us to treasure his love. That's my opinion.
That is so interesting. Monica, let's bring you back in and ask questions. And Marlene's here early, and now Lady Love is also placing emphasis on trusting. You know, and she talks about my pumpkin. Yeah, I recall that when Pumpkin was in elementary school or middle school or high school, it might be that it's 10 o'clock at night, and she remembers now. She might get up out of her bed and say, oh, Dad, I need a certain type of folder, a binding folder, and I got to have it for a class tomorrow. Well, of course, I'm frustrated because it's 10 o'clock at night. I'm tired from the events of the day, and I want to go to bed too. And so now all of a sudden she says, well, Dad, I got to have it for my first spirit class tomorrow morning. And it's like, okay. Now she trusts me so much that because she's seen how I operate, and someone said it earlier, God wants to show us in increments. Lady Love, you said it. You said it's okay, even when we don't trust, because God will show us who he is. He will show up and he will show out. Because what begins to happen, Pumpkin, as she showed me this at 10 o'clock at night, I'm sleepy. I've got the security on in the house, and it's like I just don't feel like going out again. It's already 10 o'clock. And by the time I throw on some clothes to go out into the public, now it's about 10:15, 10:30. And so now I got to find a store that's open. And so I got to think about all of this here. The first thing that comes to mind, of course, is Walmart. Let me try to get out there. So now all Pumpkin does is she goes back to bed. She goes back to bed. And I want somebody to answer that for me. Monica, why does Pumpkin go back to bed? Let me see if we're on the same page here. Why does she go back to bed instead of staying up all night and wondering or waiting for Dad to go and get that folder? Why does she go back to bed and go sound asleep?
What a beautiful illustration. I just love that. That just brought some comfort to my heart. Yeah, because, well, you said you wanted to go to bed too. You're just an earthly father, and you would do anything that it takes for your girl, your pumpkin, to excel and to succeed. Well, God is unlike man. He does not get frustrated, you know, because he's God. And just like how you would go out of your way, I mean, God will go above and beyond. As a matter of fact, he has done it already, for God so loved the whole world that he gave his only begotten son. And I believe this is the reason why God has planted this seed for this program in your heart. For us to help somebody to understand, man, there's really a God, like you you spoke about nature, you know, natural laws out there. There is a God who is great, who is mighty, and above everything, he is full of love and mercy and compassion, and he wants to help you to trust him that he can do for you what you're unable to do. God just wants you to trust him. Yes, Pumpkin could have gone back to sleep without any worries because Pumpkin trusts his daddy, and that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to put our trust in him so he can do for us what we are unable to do for ourselves.
You know, and Marlene, thank you for that. And Lady Love, let me see if you're on the same page with us. I got it from Marlene here. Lady Love, why was she, meaning Pumpkin, able to just go back to sleep in a sound sleep? And just all she did was had to do was to tell me. Why was she able to go back to a sound sleep, Lady Love?
Because every time she had a situation and she told you, she knew without a shadow of a doubt that you were going to take care of it. You
That's
never
it.
Let her down. And the other thing is, God blessed you. Even though you wanted to complain about it, he blessed you with a pumpkin so you can be able to do those things. So could you imagine if you didn't have a pumpkin to be able to
Absolutely.
Do all those wonderful
yeah.
things for? So all
Amen.
Things work together for good.
And you're so right. You're so right. And we are all on the same page because, you know, Pumpkin could actually go to sleep. She could sleep a sound sleep because she knew she had that experience with Dad to know, oh, it don't matter what time I tell Dad. Okay, I forgot to tell Dad, but I woke up to go to the bathroom, and while I went, let me tell Dad, not to even remind him because it's the first time she's telling me. Dad, by the way, Dad, I need this folder. Because she knew without a shadow of a doubt by that morning when she got ready to go to school, you know, which is she's up about 6, that folder is on the dining room table because that's where I would put the things when they say they needed them. It was always on that, depending on what it is, of course, if it's a heavy object, you can put it on the dining room table. But it's going to be right there on the dining room table or by the floor, by the front door, so they wouldn't forget it. And all she would say was, thank you, Dad. Thank you, Dad. And give me a hug and a kiss. Thank you, Dad. Dad, you're so sweet. And see, that's what we've got to get to, of realizing that God, he wants to give us things to bless. Ask him for it. But we got to stop complaining, and we got to go without a shadow of a doubt. If you're going to give it to him, give it to them and leave it there. And sometimes you find people that are so bombarded with so much junk. And you're saying, and then you call them. You call them to say hello. And then they fill you with all of their junk. And it's like, you know what? Get off the phone with them. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to 754-217. 54217. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. Who do we have with us live? 754-217. You press 1. Who do we have with us?
You have Althea. Hello.
Althea, thank you for joining us. Yes, we can. Althea, what are your thoughts on tonight's topic? All things work together for good. You know, and I think about this here, the analogy, even with Pumpkin. But go ahead, Althea.
Okay, regarding Pumpkin. Pumpkin knows who her father is, without a doubt. She
right.
knows that whatever is going on in your life, you're going to stop and do what you have to do on her behalf. As someone said earlier, she knows that you will do it. You've done it before, and she knows you'll do it again. And that's because she has a relationship with you. And that's what we need to have with our Heavenly Father. We know that we can call on him. We need to believe that he's listening at all times and that he will show up at all times. Maybe not when you want it, but he will. Because what? Everything will happen for your own good in the long run. She knows. She knows who she has as a father. And that's why she could just turn around and go to sleep, because she knows it's going to be done. And we need to do the same. Pray about it. Don't agonize about it. Go to your bed and sleep at night. Leave it to the Father to take care of you. And that's how
Amen.
I feel about it.
Amen. Althea, we're going to ask you to stand by. Thank you so very much for that. And Marlene, either you said it earlier or Lady Love, and the fact of the matter is it's about trusting God. And Althea has placed emphasis on that. And, you know, and one of you all mentioned that the human aspect comes in, which is my frustration. I'm only human. 10 o'clock at night. Okay, come on. Hello. Okay, girl, why didn't you tell me this 5 hours ago? Why didn't you tell me this 5 hours ago? Lady Love, why didn't Pumpkin tell me that 5 hours ago when she was full of energy?
Because she forgot, or maybe you were busy. Who knows? But again, I still got to come back to that saying. You were blessed, because what if you didn't have Pumpkin?
Right, right.
What if you didn't have to get up and go to the store and get these things for her? Just think about the day she graduates. You're
oh
going to take
goodness.
All the credit when she walks across that stage.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen.
Do you mean to get off
amen.
The topic? But we have to remember the whole picture, because God sees the whole picture. He
right.
already predestined all of this to happen.
Right, exactly. If you're just joining us, tonight's topic is we're talking about Romans 8:28. All things, and we know all things work together for good to them that love God. You know, and we want to know what that means to you, what that means to you. And if it really means a lot to you, then what I'm asking you is, why you do so much bickering? Why do you do so much complaining? Why do you have so much junk in your life? You know, and then you want to dump this on other people. You know, we want to hear from you all out there. Marlene, let me bring in, Marlene, you know, you're probably a humble person. Do you want people to dump their junk on you all the time when you're trying to have your relationship with God? I'm just asking. I mean, not Marlene, Monica. I'm sorry. Monica, do you want that?
No, Dr. Wong. I'm glad you asked me that question, because that happens to be one of my favorite texts, too, because there are times even when I know I love God, and I do. I'm not nobody's perfect. But things do not work out the way I hope or plan. But because I trust God and develop faith in Him, I believe that He knows what's best for me. I believe He knows how best for me and when's best for me. And believe you me, I can identify with what you said so closely, because why do we complain so much when God had worked it out so many other times and worked it out for our good? You see, you have to have faith to the point that you know that God knows what's best for you, because you will become discouraged or disappointed because things do not work out the way you planned. So you've got to have faith in God. You've got to trust God so much that He knows what's best for you, and you're trusting Him that whatever the result may be, it is what is best for you. Because, like the caller just said, you are in relationship with Him, and you're tight. You're tight. And listen, nobody is getting the chance anymore to spill their junk on me, because God is too good to me for me to be complaining. I'm telling you, I'm getting it right. I'm starting to praise the Lord for His goodness.
Amen.
Monica, I am so proud of you. I really am. You know, I know the scripture tells us that we should take on, that we should share our burdens with each other. But, I mean, come on. How much of that are we supposed to take? Althea, let me bring you back in. Do you want people constantly dumping on you their junk from 100 years ago? I mean, come on. We are human. We can only take so much. Althea, what do you think?
Well, the thing is that sometimes people need someone to speak to.
Yes.
And as much as I don't like personally people dumping, maybe because of your personality, it draws them to you. And it gives you then the opportunity of saying something positive. Maybe the
mm-hmm.
Lord even sends them to you for
mm-hmm.
them to at least get some wisdom or just to see things in a better way that they can make it through the day. You know, it's human nature
mm-hmm.
for us to grumble and not feeling like, you know, you're treated fairly. But then the Lord places people in your lives. You know, I'm not saying that we just need to be there to be listening to everything, but there's certain people that can actually help to inspire you to move
yes.
forward.
Yeah.
So that you know that there is indeed a God. So
right.
you don't grumble then when somebody comes to talk to you, because it might be
mm-hmm.
a reason that they're coming
mm-hmm.
to you in the first place.
Right.
You might be
and
the one that the Lord has chosen to help that person.
But then, Althea, I got to ask you this question, and sometimes it may be our positions or our jobs to do that, or just by being a friend to provide a listening ear. But let's just say, Althea, if I was a friend of yours, and I'm telling you, I've been telling you for the past 17 years, my same junk. I mean, come on. Come on, Althea. I mean, I know we're only human, but I've been telling you the same exact story. You can almost recite it back to me verbatim.
Well, in that case, you can do a reality check.
Okay. Okay.
And allow them to see, listen, this has been going on for quite a while. Let's see what's happening here and break it
right.
down a little bit for them. And then
right.
end with a prayer to help them that they would at least see what you're trying to give them for them
okay.
to move on.
All right. So now, Althea, if it's been 17 years that I've been telling you the same thing, come on now, will 3 years make a difference? If I'm calling you up and saying, Althea, by the way, listen, I just got to tell you this here, girl. Can you believe that this such and such happened? You know, I can't believe that he or she, they did this to me. You know, and you say, well, wait a minute. Wasn't that 20 years ago? I say, no, it was actually 18 years ago and 6 months. You know.
Dr. Dead. This happened
you
to
see
me
what
this
I'm saying?
Week. It happened to me this week.
Really?
It happened wherein, yes, a relative of mine called me and went all the way back, and I've heard the story before. And what I did, I just allowed the person to just let it out. Just
right.
let it out, and I just listened. I didn't say a word until the very end. Because it seems as if she really needs to get it out.
Oh,
and that's
okay.
what I did. And it takes
okay.
the patience sometimes of Job, but sometimes people just get a little bit stuck.
Right.
And if they never process it in a way that helps them to move on, they'll come right back to it. Come right back to it. And it's up to you, being that they're coming to you, to provide a way to help them, if
okay.
you can.
Okay. So if that's the case, then why weren't you able to help them 17 years ago, 18 years ago, 18 years and 6 months ago? Well, why are they still carrying this burden? And this is just like it happened to you. I had a colleague, a former colleague, that was telling me about her marital problems, right? And she was not even a client, but a former colleague. She wasn't a client. And I probably should have put her on the clock after a while, on the clock, charging her, because I had no idea this was going to last for more than 11 years. You know, long after we stopped working together, she was still calling me every week, sometimes 2 and 3 times a week, with the same story. I knew her story as if I lived in her house. And so when she first told me about her marital problems, I say, wow, you know, there's a difference between complaining and venting. And you're right. Sometimes people have to get it out. So I allowed her to get it out as a colleague, as a friend. And everything she told me, I said, listen, it sounds like you got a good husband. You got a good husband. It doesn't sound like he's doing anything that a woman would justifiably want to get a divorce from him. Oh, well, he's just not, he doesn't do things the way that I want him to do them. She told me her husband gets up early in the morning. He cooks breakfast. He's an administrator at a school, so he's a professional man. He takes care of her and the kids, all of their needs. And then the man cleans the house, and he cooks dinner every day. And I'm saying to her, I'm saying, hold up, let me just kind of rewind this tape for a moment. Please help me, somebody. Let me rewind this. And tell me what's wrong with this man again? You know, and then I saw a picture of him, nice-looking guy, you know, and I'm saying, she said, well, he just doesn't do things the way I want them to be done, what I want them to be done.
There you go.
I say, you know, so I'm saying to her, so is he cheating on you? Well, no, I'm not saying that, Dr. Walker. He's not cheating. Is he gossiping about you? No, I don't think he's gossiping about me. I know he loves me, but I just feel like I don't love him anymore. Now, come to find out, she was following in the footsteps of another colleague on the job who was complaining about her husband, right? And talking about she wanted to divorce him because she just felt the grass was greener on the other side. And then I say, well, you all are not – I say, and I told that colleague, I listened to her, you're not giving any reason – to really justify divorcing your husband. That was a good man. And I'm saying all these women looking for good men, and these women are trying to divorce them.
Maybe she was waiting for you to find a justification for her to leave her husband, and you have not been telling her what she wants to hear.
Exactly, and that's what people are looking for, what they want to hear to justify their own foolishness. And so I say, listen, I pleaded with that first one, who she was following, her colleague, the following. I said, please, don't divorce your husband because it's not a good reason what you're talking about. The first one, she had 3 kids. The other one has 2. And the first one is like, I'm just tired of him. You know, I want something different in my life. I say, listen, you know, that sounds strange. But anyway, she went ahead and divorced him. Within another year and a half, that husband had remarried, found somebody else and married again, somebody that appreciated him. And then that same one who divorced, now she's miserable because she realized what you thought was greener on the outside, if you had been watering and cultivating and fertilizing what you had, it would have stayed together with you. And so now...
Right.
She's lost that. And so now she wants it back, but it's too late. And now she's telling the other one who still desires to divorce because she wants to follow her friend. She's begging and pleading with her, don't do it, girl, don't do it. But now she's gone so far to start the process, and her pride gets in the way. All of this starts to crumble up, and now she feels that I've gone too far to turn back. And she goes through with it. She goes through with it. Mm-hmm. And then she comes to find out within a year's time, nobody is dialing her digits. She comes to find out that as she's out there displaying herself, that nobody's whistling at her or nobody's even looking in her direction. And now she's wondering, well, Dr. Walker, what's wrong with me that the men are not approaching me? I said, I tried to tell you, girl. You know, help me, Holy Ghost. I tried to tell you. It's not always greener out there, that pasture that you think. And so she's saying, well, Dr. Walker, now, you know, my husband used to do all of this here, all of that. And then she finally found a date, 2 years later, found a date, a younger man, about 11 years younger, and he got to borrow money from her to get gas for his car. Help me, somebody. Help me understand this. And now she's complaining about him. And then she went from that to other guys and said, and now she's comparing every man to her husband. And this went on for about 11 years, and help me, Holy Ghost. And I said, I had the one day, and in the ninth year, I told this woman, she said, I miss him. She said to me, I miss him. I want him back. Now that man has gone and gotten married again. And now she can't stand his wife because she feels she lost something, that she wants it back. And she caused problems in that man's marriage. And I said to her, you need to stop because you're not going to be blessed if you interfere in his marriage. And what that woman did, and I told her, I said, whatever you do, I already know it. The Spirit is putting it into me. You want to sleep with him. And I said, that's going to be the biggest mistake you make. And she said, I'm going to listen to you. She didn't listen. Happened three times, and now she hates him. I said, it's going to make you turn worse. You're going to hate this man. And sure enough, and I just can't understand it. I can't. Lady Love, let me bring you in here. I've been talking and talking and talking. Lady Love, and I finally had to tell her, stop. You know how you get these text messages from Republican and Democratic parties and about endorsing this candidate, and then you get all of a sudden you wonder, how did they get my phone number? And then you have to put on there, stop or unsubscribe. I had to tell her, stop. I don't want to hear it no more. You dumped on me for 11 years, and I never charged you anything, and you're telling me the same junk. Lady Love, I'm sorry. Help me here. What is that? Why did the human side of me get tired, Lady Love?
I can't help you.
I know.
Well, I can just have sympathy for you. I'm so sorry that's happening to you.
Lady Love, I got to jump on somebody. I can't jump on you. You're my co-host. Then who can I dump on?
I just did it. I gave you the answer. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for you that you have to go through that. I'm giving you my sympathy. Now let's pray.
You know, and that's what we do in therapy. We tell the people, that's one of the first lines that you're trained on. You be empathetic to the person. I'm so sorry that you had to go through that. Monica, let me bring you in here. Monica, besides saying you're sorry that I had to go through that, what else can you tell me?
Wow, I just love it. I love the illustrations. I love the stories. You know, not to welcome. The Bible says patience is a virtue. And it's
yes.
Really important that you develop patience. But the Bible also said you should shun the very appearance of evil.
Amen. Help me, Holy Ghost.
There are some people who just drain you, or they just dwarf your spirit. And I'm telling you, no matter you try as hard as you can to, you know, there are some people who just like to belittle people. They make
right.
you feel. They always say something negative and make you feel bad. Now you know
right.
these things I pray about. God, to please work it out, Lord, for all things work together for good. And please show me and help me to understand. You can pray about everything. This is what makes this trust in God so unique. You can talk to God about anything, even about people who bothered your spirit so much. You know, love is the most excellent way, but there comes a time when there are things that you got to put away, and even people too, because you know what? They're weighing you down. They're holding your spirit cold. You've got to shun the very appearance of evil.
Amen. Amen. Monica, thank you so much for that. I mean, I'm still drained this day after listening to all that from that person. But let's go to Althea, and then we're going to transition over. We're going to go to Lady Love after that just to see if she has any final thoughts on this topic before we transition to the next one. Althea, did you have anything else you want to say about this particular topic? All things work together for good, or anything about the lady other than Dr. Walker, I'm sorry you had to go through that.
Well, I realize that you use poor Lady Love to be dumped on tonight to listen to for her to help
you. You wouldn't allow it. Lady Love was saying, no, he's not going to dump on me. She just said, I'm sorry, I can't help you.
But you know how she did it. She did it in a very gracious way.
Oh, okay? A very gracious way. You can't help that.
Right. And that's what we need to always remember. It's not about us all the
right.
time. Yes, we may feel downtown, but it's really not about us. There is a reason why some people may you know, seek us out. So, you know, you
right.
do the best you can and turn it loose. Turn it loose
right.
in God's name.
Amen. And you're absolutely right. I'm laughing here, but I'm thinking about Lady Love, how she just quickly dispelled that thing. Like, Dr. Walker, I'm
really
so sorry good. You went through that. I mean, that was the most precious voice. And then she said, and then she came right out, I can't help you. She's like, I'm not taking this on, Dr. Walker. Okay, you just share with us about people dumping. What do you want from me? Okay, Lady Love, I admire you for that. Any final thoughts on this topic, Lady Love?
Yes, let me close you guys with this. The promise that God works all things together for good does not mean that all things taken by themselves are good. Some things even are bad, but good is able to work them together for good. He sees the big picture. He has a master plan. All things work together for God's good and for our good.
Oh.
We just got to trust him.
I love that. I love that. We got one more person we're going to bring in, and then we're going to transition. Let's go to 919 North Carolina, 272. Welcome to the program tonight. Who do we have?
Yes, it's Christine. Well, basically the lady who just said, I guess I thought of the same thing as what she was going to say. You know, first we have to have each individual, each one of us, we all have to have our own personal relationship with our Lord and Savior. You know,
right.
we can listen to other people, but if we don't have our own personal relationship with other people, I mean with God, because that's where the faith and trust comes in, that we
mm-hmm.
know that what we've gone through in life, and God has never forsaken us, nor has he ever left us. We leave
right.
God. He never leaves us. So if we have a relationship with him, then we know that with no doubts whatsoever, that he will work out everything for the good of his people. So you got to stay focused, and you got to be willing to do what thus say the Lord in all given situations, even though sometimes, yes, we do not understand it, but we could rest assured that God knows what's best in any and every given situation. That's
wow.
my thought.
Amen.
Christine, that was
Amen.
Very good. We thank you for that. Amen for that, for blessing all of us tonight and reiterating what our callers, our previous callers have even said. All right, now we're going to transition you all over to the Bible study, which is only, we got only 26 minutes to go before we end that one. And that is, are there any blessings? You really want to stay in tune with this one here because this is becoming dynamic. Are there any blessings stemming from, meaning coming from COVID-19, the coronavirus, that you see or foresee that God is allowing? Now, can somebody really tell me, help us, Holy Ghost, can somebody really tell me that they see something good? Because we just talked about it in Romans 8:28. So how then is it that, you know, the coronavirus is bringing something good to those who love the Lord that are called for his purpose? Let me begin. Lady Love, I'm just trying to figure this one out. You know, here's COVID-19 that not only had an effect on one area of our population, but it affected the entire world. So what, if anything, can we say that good that you yourself saw to come out of COVID-19, or you foresee that's coming out of COVID-19? Let's begin with you, Lady Love.
Okay, well, I'll start off with just saying what I saw, and then I'll tell you what I foresee later to give everybody else a chance to say something. But what I saw was I had a job, forgive me, Lord, but I had a job because he blessed me with a job, but I hated the job, and I wanted to quit. And I mean, so every day I cried. I just wanted to quit. The job was just so stressful. And for some reason, he would not allow me to quit. And then eventually COVID-19 hit and I didn't have to quit. I got my unemployment. Sorry, but I did. And I was able to finally relax and not be stressed. I was able to see my children. I was able to refocus on what is it that God needed me to do, and he needed me to spend more time with him because that job did not allow it. It took up every moment of my time, and I had no time for God, and he made sure I had time for him. That's what I saw. That's what he did for me. Thank you, COVID. Sorry.
Okay. Amen. All right. So we're going to first begin by she gave us what she saw, and then she'll later come back and tell us what she foresees from the blessings of COVID-19. And you've got to, we're talking tonight. These two topics are sort of intertwined, and they sort of enjoin each other, because if we believe that Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to those who love to them who love the Lord. So let's go to Monica. Let's first ask you, what do you see or have seen a blessing coming from COVID-19? And then we'll come back to you and ask, what do you foresee? All right, Monica.
There's nothing new under the sun. Like I said this week, there have been plagues and pandemics, you know, happening before I was born. And I believe, I don't believe, you know, this was God's plan, but he allows it for his glory. And you've got to realize that, because like Lady Love said, I didn't hate my job. You know, I loved my job, even though I wasn't getting a lot of money. I just love working with the children. But, you know, all my life, I really wanted to write some songs, Dr. Walker, and it took me almost 48 years to do my first album. And since March until now, I have worked on a second album, and I'm just like, you know, God knows what he's doing. He allows things for his glory, and I'm glorying in him. You know, my heart goes out for the families who have lost loved ones, but there is a bigger picture that will be seen, and we will talk more about it. But God allows the pandemic for his glory, and that's why even through this rough time, we are not complaining. We are praising the Lord, because all things work together for good to them that love the Lord.
All right. Amen on that. And then after we're going to bring you in, and just before you do, I want to give my personal testimony, and that is that my job was getting to the point that it was becoming intense, and because I'd taken off 5 weeks to study for the bar exam to take in Washington, D.C., and I'd taken off 5 weeks, and when I got back, it was just, oh, my goodness, it's just that I was not feeling that job, kind of like Lady Love mentioned tonight. I just wasn't feeling it, and it's like, and I knew I was coming up on retirement time in a few months, actually. And it's like, but they were thinking about extending my time. But yet, it's like I wasn't feeling it, and then things weren't working the same way anymore. And that five-week period that I had off made me realize that I took stock, and I said, gee, you know, this job is draining me. It's stressful. You know, it's caused me to take on the behavior of the job, the character of that job. And I said, uh-uh, that's not who I am. And the blessing came with COVID-19 that they shut it all down, and I still got paid my same salary for the duration. And then when it came upon the time that I could possibly go back, then I had a conference with my own children, and they were like, Dad, what are you doing? You don't need to go back out there. You've established yourself. And I went ahead and retired without looking for an extension. So that's the blessing personally that, you know, God has allowed this and has given me time to even stop and focus and slow down. Like Lady Love was saying about her family, got to communicate with them a lot, got to even develop more of this ministry for God. And that's the blessing that came out of this. All right, let's bring in Althea. Althea, what do you see or have seen before we get into the component of foresee?
Well, you know when you work so hard that sometimes you just come home, go through your routines, do just a little Bible thing, just, you know, you think you're pleasing God by just picking
right.
up the Bible just a little bit and saying your prayer and go to bed. Well, that wasn't,
right.
I'm sure, sufficient because the Lord allowed this COVID to come by. So it's not for me, but because of it, I was able to slow my roll. I was able to slow down and look at my life and make some changes. And I did. And a simple thing happened to me just last week that, you know, due to the fact that I have been praising and worshiping and doing what I'm supposed to do, I know there's more that I have to do, but I'm doing much better. I needed to make an appointment to see the doctor, but I have been going and I used up my flex benefits and I didn't realize that I was almost basically out of it. So I went to make a payment at one of my doctor's appointments, and there was no money on the card. And
wow.
I had to use my own funds. Luckily, I had money. So I made another appointment, and I'm like, but what am I doing? I don't have any money on this. I'm not using my own money. I pay enough into this system that I should have money on this flex card. I didn't realize that they had stopped it because I needed to have sent in a receipt. Okay. So I'm like, okay, Father, you got this. I am not going to worry about it. You have to take care of it because I am not paying one more red cent out of my pocket for this because I know there should be money on this card.
Mm-hmm.
Once you know that in 2 days, I got mail. And I looked in the mail. The same Flex Benefit department sent me a card for $300. Okay?
All right.
Due to doing all of my regular appointments. It's like a thank you for falling through with mammograms and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, I said, God, you have
right.
jokes. I could not believe it. The thing is that we need to do what we need to do, period. Do what the Lord expects of you, and he will take care of the rest. Never
okay.
take him for granted neither. Because he will come through for you, even when you least expect it. But the thing is that you need to do what you need to do with your relationship with the Father. And he will always take care of you. He will always come through for you, especially when you least expect it. That's my testimony.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for that, Althea. And I'm so far I've heard everybody give a positive account of the blessings that they have seen or experiencing up until this point. And now, Lady Love, we go with you, and we begin to ask you the question, what do you foresee? What do you foresee coming out to be that, we can say that scripture, Romans 8:28, all things, and we know all that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, who are called by his purpose. So, Lady Love, what do you foresee from this?
Well, Dr. Walker, I foresee more people coming to God, giving their life to God, because they're now witnessing how powerful he is. People that did not believe, they now are going to believe. Even with the racism, you know, people, they see the hate, so they see it front and center. You can't hide from it. And God revealed it. He revealed the hate. Now, what's going to come of it? You can only make change. Things have to get better. We're no longer on the back of the bus. We can now sit in the front. We can now love each other openly and honestly without pretending. That's what I foresee.
Awesome. Awesome. That is, you know, I would ditto exactly what you have said. You know, that's what I foresee also. I foresee that the world will take stock and wonder. I mean, I don't see COVID-19 going anywhere, going away before the fall of next year. And it may linger as long as humanity, the people of the earth, remain stubborn. I'm just saying, you know, where we've got that hatred and we're not trying to come together, this is a time that the world needs to realize that we need each other. We need each other. Everybody counts. We need each other. And it's as if God is saying, you know what, you all need to get it together. I'm going to give you the time for you to think. We might need something from this area over here. The United States may need something from Russia. Russia may need something from Brazil. We all need to, I mean, we're all in this together. And I foresee that unless we let go of this bitterness, which is what Lady Love is talking about, this anger, this racism, this injustice, you know, then, you know what? God has given us the time to let it out, to vent, to do what we need to do before the healing can come. And we better be mindful of that, because I believe it could linger. Because, see, God can do all things. If the world came together and humbled itself, God would heal the nation. He would heal the nation. So I foresee that this is a time that God is saying, you need to get your human act together with each other. You know, no race, nobody is superior to the next person. Man is not above woman. Woman's not above man. This group over here is not above that group over there. We're all God's creation, and we need to realize that we're all equal in the sight of God. So I foresee that unless we really get this thing together and realize that love, hate does not abound with God. But same thing, Lady Love, I think you put it best, you know, and I could ditto you, and that's what I foresee as well, that we've got to come together in with a vision of love. We do, because otherwise we're in for even some more difficult times. All right, that's what I foresee. Let's go to Althea, and then we'll go to Monica. What do you foresee? And we're almost out of time, y'all. We're down to 10 minutes.
I feel the same way. I think... Oh, it's Monica? I'm so sorry.
No, it's Althea first, and then we're going to go to Monica.
Okay. I foresee the same things, and it's basically what we have been expecting all this time, if you're reading your Bible, that things of this nature is going to happen. And I just feel that we need to really get ourselves together. We need to look within ourselves and figure out what it is that we need to do to have a closer relationship with God and get it right. Because all of this that's happening around us is not going to go get any better. Any better if we're just living for ourselves and that's it.
Okay. All right. So I think we're saying pretty much the same thing. Monica, let's bring you in. What do you foresee, Monica?
Yes, I totally agree with everyone. You know, the scripture is our guide, and without the word, we would really not know where to go, what to do. And there are scriptures that speak of, you know, times like these when you think it's peace and safety, it would be sudden destruction. And there's going to be a judgment one day, and we all have to stand before the judgment to face the creator of heaven and earth, every human being, animals, and trees. And so this God is giving us, God allows things to give us opportunity to make decisions, to make better choices. Because for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loves the whole world. Whatever our color, whatever, God just loves humanity. And he wants to save us. So he allows things to get our attention that we can give our heart to him. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. And without pleasing God, we will not be saved.
Amen to that. So, Monica, let me just ask you this question. If you had to give a message, if you were on a platform that was large enough to tell the world, what message would you give them about God's love during these times? And I'm going to ask all of you all the same question.
I wrote several songs, like I said, and it's all inclusive about, you know, whatever your color is, God loves you, whether you're black or white. He loves us all the same. You know, I wrote songs about keeping God's law. You know, the whole world needs to walk by faith. The whole world needs to trust in God. And listen, whether you believe it or not, it's true. Only the truth can set you free. God loves you and wants to save you. Just come to him and give him your heart. And he said, I will give you my Father's kingdom.
Amen. Amen. Althea, we're asking you the same question. If you were on a platform or a stage and you had an opportunity to tell the world, what, if anything, would you tell them about the love of God during these times?
That he sent his only begotten Son to die for us. And if he did that, that means he loves us so much that in this time we need to turn to him and love him the same way and even more. Because for a father to give up his son, that's a great sacrifice. So we need to love the Lord and look towards him.
And, you know, before we go to Lady Love, I want to add my part in saying, if I were on stage and platform, what would I tell the world during these times? That we should humble ourselves and look to the God of creation and apologize to him for our behavior. You know how it is when children just sometimes are the parents and they did everything that they could right, and the children, you just like, I don't know where these kids, and I'm afraid that like sometimes we say, I don't know where these kids came from. You know, did you the husband may turn to the wife and say, did you act like this? Were you bad like this as a child? And she says, no, I wasn't like that. I listened to my parents. And then she says, what about you? Were you bad like this here? And the man says, he says, no, I might have gotten in trouble, but not like these kids of today. And it could be your own children that you're talking about or some other kids that you know about, you know, that you see that behavior. And so you begin to wonder, where did these people come from? And so I want to just say that I would say to that state that we need to humble ourselves and we need to apologize to God. We need to repent and say, God, we're sorry, you know, but help us to help ourselves. Because, Lord, we don't, it's like our hearts are wax cold. And it looks like we take pride in doing wrong. And until you begin to look at those children, and it's like they rejoice. And I've had an opportunity to be around so many kids in the school system, and they take pride in doing wrong and evil. And I begin to say, where did these kids come from? So that's what I would say on the stage. Where did we come from? We're better than this. We're better than this. We're better than this. All this hatred that we're displaying, we're better than this. You know, we got to humble ourselves before God. That's what I would say. Lady Love, you're on stage
Dr.
now.
Dr. Walker?
Yes.
Can I just say, I remember when I was in college, we did a tap team sermon, and it was like four of us. And, you know, I miss Jack and everybody that joins us, but I'm telling you, we've got to work on this and do a tag team sermon because this is amazing. You know, this just went viral in heaven, and anything is bound in heaven is bound on earth is bound in heaven. So we got to work on this and take this to the next higher, greater level. Amen.
I would love that. Amen. Thank you for sharing that. And I want to work with you on that. Yes, and we can do that. Ms. Monica, just let me know. We will work on that together if you're open to that. Are you open to that?
I am so open to the Spirit's voice.
Okay. Tag team sermons. I love that. I love it. All right. Lady Love, let's bring you in, and you can go ahead with your thought, and we can begin to close this out.
Okay. Thank you. First, I would like to say, Monica, I just love you. Girl, I just love you.
Yes, me too.
Say the same thing, Lady Love. I just love you too.
Yes.
Amen.
Well, Dr. Walker, you know my heart goes out to you as well. I love you as well. I believe
yes,
we have to humble ourselves. You are correct on that. We have to pray for one another. And we do have to ask God for forgiveness and to open the eyes to the people that don't see, you know, because if we don't show each other love, then that means we don't love God. We can say we love God all day, but if we don't treat each other with love, then we're not showing Him love. When we knock each other down, when we're judging each other, when we're just being greedy and hateful, we're not showing God love. We're not showing the world the kindness that He gives to us every day, His mercy. We have to pray for one another. We have to ask for His forgiveness. We have to just remember today we're here, but tomorrow is not promised. We can change everything just by caring for one another every day and loving each other. So that's what I would like to show the world, teach the world. Come on, people. This world's too beautiful to waste. Let's embrace it. Let's treat it with respect. Let's treat each other with respect. Show loving kindness. Thank you, Dr. Walker.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. What a lovely closeout. Listen, we're completely out of time. You will definitely want to tune in next Friday night when we have a beautiful topic. We have a beautiful topic. If you were going to miss one, you should have missed tonight. But you don't want to miss next Friday's topic because next Friday we're going to be talking about faith. We're going to talk about not just faith, but we're going to be talking about the if faith versus the though faith. If faith versus the though faith. And you will want to hear this breakdown about faith. If
faith versus those faith. And Dr. Martin Luther King talked about this over 40 years ago in one of his sermons. You will definitely not want to miss out on that. And listen, I want to thank all of you all tonight for taking part in the program. Those of you all that we did not get an opportunity to get to, we appreciate you and keep calling. Call early enough so you can get in the queue. And join us here next Thursday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show when we got a topic that you will definitely do not want to miss. If you choose to bypass next Thursday's topic, join us back here next Friday night for your 1 hour inspirational programming followed by the Bible study. Until next Thursday or until next Friday, I say to my listening audience all around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Dr. Walker.
Good night.
Good night, Monica. Night, Lady Love. Night,
good night,
everybody.
Lady.